A very special program is about to take place in just a few minutes at the CBS Radio Performance Showroom here in Dallas. It is a sold-out event, and it is called Daring to Drive, a Saudi woman's awakening. Joining us now is Manal Al-Sharif. She is going to be speaking to the World Affairs Council in a few minutes, but first she is here in the KRLD studio. We were talking before, just a few minutes ago, Oprah has named your book one of the top books to read this summer. It's an incredible story. Tell us about your reasoning in deciding to write this book.
Do you believe that? I never even thought of writing the book. I think there are things in life choose you. You don't choose them. And when I started the movement in 2011, the world wanted to know the woman behind the movement and why we did the woman to drive and how we as a Saudi woman live. So I'm trying to give through the pages of this book, I'm trying to give an inside look to our life. So I explain my whole life from growing up in Mecca to the time I worked and even the time I lived in the U.S. So it's not only about the driving.
And Manal, you know, we were looking online and you took a video of yourself driving and that landed you in jail. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
So when we started the June 17 movement, women were discouraged to go out and drive. Someone needed to take an action and show them that it's okay. We needed to normalize the street to see women behind the driving wheel. Someone needed to do that. So I went out with one of my activist friends and she followed me driving and we posted that on YouTube as a proof that it can be done. And that what led to my arrest later.
And you've been on this movement now. That was back in 2011. What has happened since then, and what is your mission now through this book?
My mission is never to stop until the first driver license is issued to a Saudi woman. The sales for this book, I decided yesterday after seeing a lot of women approaching me, Saudi women living abroad, I decided that my part as an author, the sales of this book, I'm going to support women to get their driver's license because that's the only way to overturn the ban on women driving. And that's just part of the guardianship system that we're fighting. So July 6th will mark 1 year anniversary of our movement, which is I Am My Own Guardian. And the guardianship system in Saudi Arabia, or the male guardianship system in Saudi Arabia, is the source of all evil and should be canceled.
How long has it been since you were back in your home country?
I always go to visit my son. He lives with his grandmother. I cannot take him out of the country.
What sort of response have you had when you've gone back to Saudi Arabia?
The response, so in the street or in the house or let's say in the media, it's people are really divided. People are totally with the movement and people totally against it. My target is to the people or the silent majority, which around 60% of the population. And the last 6 years, we had this dialogue going on in Saudi Arabia, which finally more and more people joining the movement and believing in our right, not only to drive, but to be considered full citizens in my country.
And finally, what has the response been across the country? So many people now being able to learn about your story who perhaps didn't fully understand the situation in Saudi Arabia when it came to women and driving.
You mean in Saudi Arabia or in the U.S.?
What has been the reaction around the world to your book and to your story?
I'm overwhelmed, really. I had no clue a simple story or a simple act of civil disobedience would be so inspiring to so many people around the world who are very interested to know more about the woman in my country, in Saudi Arabia. And it was, I think, because people related to, because the driving is an act, a simple act that you do, you take it for granted. And then you think, oh my God, there is a country that bans women. This is a crime in this country. I think this is what made people really relate to the movement and to the book in general.
All right. That is Manal Al-Sharif. Thank you so much for joining us here in the studio. Her book is called Daring to Drive, A Saudi Woman's Awakening. Again, she will be speaking in just a few minutes down in the CBS Radio Performance Showroom here in Dallas. It is a sold-out event, but she is partnering with the World Affairs Council on this. We'll have many more speakers like this in the near future, and you can find out more information at dfwworld.org.